Craig, did you know that Consumer Electronics Show is celebrating 50 years?
I did not know that.
Yeah, 1967. First one was in New York City. This one's in out in Las Vegas. And joining us from there is Steve Greenberg. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bruce.
Back in the late 60s, the things they were showing there were pocket radios, and it looked like they also had those big, bulky executive phones. What kind of technology do you see out there this year?
Oh, yeah, those big phones are gone. You won't find those, Bruce. Maybe in a museum, but not here on the show floor anymore. As I mentioned, 50th anniversary. This is I've been going for 20-something years. Really cool. I'm working with some great companies today. I'm at the Hard Rock Hotel. And not only is this a great show for the eyes, but also for the ears. And as a radio guy, you can appreciate it. There's some great sound here. So JBL, which is actually celebrating its 70th year as a company, JBL Plus 3, these are some really cool Bluetooth speakers. They're cylindrical in shape, and they give you 360-degree surround music. But you also compare the music with a customizable LED light show, so it sort of has a digital lava lamp sort of look to it. And it's waterproof, so it's great for the beach or the pool, rechargeable battery for up to 12 hours. Very cool. JBL also came out with their Bass Pro Go, and this is the first audio system that's designed to be used both inside and outside the car. So you can listen to the music through the car's audio system or as a portable Bluetooth speaker, so the music goes really where you go. And JBL also came out with this thing. It looks a little bit like a horseshoe. You put it around your neck. It's a sort of a new way to experience personal sound. It's wearable, so your hands are free, your ears are free, and you pair it to a smartphone or you pair it to a tablet or a virtual reality headset, and you get this great audio kind of surrounding you and your ears. It kind of filters up to your ears. It's kind of neat.
You mentioned wearable tech. That seems to be where a lot of things are these days, jewelry, brooches,
absolutely,
things like that.
Lots of wearable tech. And things are getting smaller, easier to handle. Almost no instruction needed. Everything's very intuitive. Very, very cool. AKG N60s NC Wireless are these cool headsets that are the ultimate travel companion. No wires. Plus, they have active noise canceling, so you can tune out the annoying hum of a plane or a train and really enjoy the music. Really big also are self-driving cars. That's the talk of the show and a lot of related factors to that. So actually, Harman partnered with Rinspeed to make a smart, autonomous, self-driving car here. It's since you're not driving, there's actually a complete Microsoft Office suite built into it, as well as a virtual assistant. Plus, the windshield has a full head-up display technology. So you see all the important information of driving right on the windshield. So it's really the ultimate user experience. And Bruce, if you can't wait for that car, but you still want that head-up display on your own car today, that's possible. Something called Navi, which is Harman has partnered with Navi to create this really whoa product. It's the world's first aftermarket heads-up driving device. So it really creates augmented reality. It has a small little plastic screen on it, so it projects your car's phone, navigation, text, and music, all that information directly into the driver's line of sight. So you can still see the road, but you have all that information still in front of you, so you're not looking down at your smartphone or looking down at some sort of monitor on your dashboard. It's still right where you need to keep your eyes, but you're still getting that information. So it's sort of a safe way to multitask from Navi. It's pretty cool.
Steve, you mentioned JBL, a legacy company that's been around for 70 years. It's truly a tribute, I think, to them that they can adjust and bring products to the market that are still relevant.
Absolutely. And they have one of the coolest. I'm actually sitting in their booth right now. And they have one of the coolest booths. You'd think, first of all, I was surprised to hear they were around 70 years. I didn't even know that until I did a little homework on it. And at 70 years, it still looks like a cutting-edge new company. And that's just a testament to the folks behind the company. They know how to stay on the cutting edge of sound, and they've got some amazing products here. So as you know, so many other companies come and go, and they do come and go, and you see that here at the show. Here's a company that just keeps outperforming everybody else and staying in front.
We're talking today with Steve Greenberg over at the CES in Las Vegas. A lot of great new innovations and technology. Anything there that's catching your eye that's kind of a favorite in the Greenberg household?
Well, I mean, I've seen some great stuff here. I've just mentioned a bunch of things that I really love, and I love audio. I went to a show last night where it's just amazing how many different things you can throw electronics into. I literally saw something for making the perfect cup of tea. It's a a little cube that you put into the tea while you're boiling the water, and it lets you know when you've hit the maximum amount of time, and it sends a message to your smartphone. I'm not saying it's something I necessarily want, but it blew my mind that there's actually, you know, smart tea now. I mean, everything's smart, by the way. There's even a smart brush that actually tells you, it does an analysis of your hair while you're brushing. So things to look forward to. And for me, that's the brush. If you see me, this is radio, you can't appreciate it. A brush is really not a high priority for me, but anyway.
Hey, Steve, you mentioned, I'm fascinated by that, as you described it, sort of like a horseshoe that you can wear around your neck that gives you audio. Is that something the every gal can afford?
This one that I'm looking at right now is under $200. And, you know, this is kind of the price to kind of give out before it actually hits the stores. And I often see a lot of these prices get discounted after that. But, yeah, about $200 what they're talking about. And it's sort of like a horseshoe. I mean, that's the only way to describe it. But it's probably about an inch and a half thick around. And it's just basically a speaker that you're wearing on your shoulders, ultimately, and the sound filters up to your ears. So, again, you don't have something annoying in your ear. Your hands are free. You're still getting some great sound. I mean, I can see it perfectly for gaming or something, especially if you're wearing a virtual, you know, reality headset. So it's not getting in the way, you know, you already got stuff on your head. You don't want something else sitting on top of there. So it really does go nicely with that.
Well, you've been covering tech for quite a long time. What's the best idea when you're looking for new technology, either how long to wait to have it on the market to allow the bugs to work out? Do you want to be the first buyer, secondary? How do you figure that out?
You know, I'm a kind of conservative guy. I don't like being the first with anything because sometimes things do need to be updated, and you want to give it a little chance, make sure the first round is everybody's happy with it, things haven't been returned, and then I start to jump on it. I mean, even with updates on my phone, I usually wait, you know, we get the updates so often, I usually wait an extra week or so just to make sure the update has done what it needs to do, and then I hop on. So I think, you know, because they test these things out themselves with a few hundred people, but once they release it to a few million people, well, then, you know, you really get a sampling of what kind of issues might be coming out of it.
If people want to find out more about some of what we talked about, where's a good place to get some details, Steve?
If they go to my site, which is stevegreenberg.tv, and click on my blog, and they can also follow me on Twitter, @SteveTV.
A lot of great technology information from the CES. Our guest this morning, Steve Greenberg. Thank you for your time, Steve. Appreciate it.
Bruce, thank you so much. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Yeah.